Smartwatches. It's been 7 years since the first Apple Watch took the world by storm. Like all their products launched, the brand has been a disruptor through and through. It's not like smartwatches didn't exist before 2015. They did. In fact, smartwatches, as you see and may be using today, had predecessors. Do you know what they were called? Wrist computers. Yes, that's right. Seiko and Microsoft released wrist computers and invested billions of dollars in pushing the products out in the marketplace. But like they say, everything has its own time. The wrist computers were the forerunners of the smartphone connected watches, today known as smartwatches. Then in 2013, the smartwatches by Pebble hit the US markets. And the rest is history. Smartwatches had become serious competition in the mid-market segment for watches. A lot of industry insiders drew comparison to the quartz crisis of the 1980s that impacted Swiss luxury watch brands, with the influx of quartz or battery-led watches manufactured by the Japanese companies. Welcome to another episode of Lux Insider with me, your host, Anita Khatri. This week's episode is a roundup of some of the smart watches apart from Apple or the Fitbit that you can invest in. Here are my two cents on this subject. Smart watches cannot replace mechanical watches. Period. They have different functions and moments. It's the same way that a digital photograph cannot replace an oil painting made on a canvas. They both coexist. More and more people are opting for smartwatches for daily use and bringing out their fine timepieces for evening wear. In some cases, I've seen people using smartwatches while at the gym or for an outdoor sporty weekend getaway. I also see some people wearing two watches, one side the smartwatch and the other hand a mechanical watch. Personally, I would not wear a smartwatch all day long to keep account of my steps, my heartbeat, pulse rate, etc., etc. I feel the smartwatch gains more control of my time and my life. Why would anybody want that? On the other hand, research shows that smartwatches are improving the detection of certain heart diseases by picking up warning signs early through digital health sensors. So I guess to each their own. But to appeal to the buying behaviors of Generation Z, luxury Swiss watch brands have also started to launch their own smartwatch collections. So here's my roundup of some of the latest smartwatches launched by luxury brands. First one that I'm going to tell you more about is the Tag Heuer's Connected Caliber E4. This year, the collection in its fourth generation comes in two size variations, the 45mm and a more wearable 42mm variant that comes in a stainless steel case. This is also the thinnest connected watch yet, and it comes with a pair of streamlined steel pushers that depict the appearance of a traditional chronograph. The new connected comes with a list of benefits for fitness enthusiasts, so much so that they probably won't require a smartphone by their side while they have their watch. Tag Heuer has promised a high-resolution screen for convenient viewing even in outdoor environments, an addition of an altimeter and Bluetooth 5.0 connectivity. The battery has been updated to run 30% longer in the 45mm variant, but gives a full day of battery life in the 42mm variant. It now comes with a magnetic charger that serves us as a display stand as well and allows the display of the watch to remain on for continuous visibility while charging. This watch also is water resistant up to 50 meters. In India, the 42mm starts from ₹1,47,000, while the 45mm variants are priced between ₹1,68,000 to ₹2,05,000. Taxes are as applicable. Moving from Tagore, the next one on my list is Louis Vuitton's Tambour Horizon Light Up. Louis Vuitton's handbags, travel suitcase, ready-to-wear fashion, belts are hallmarks in the luxury world. But Louis Vuitton's watchmaking game is strong too. While they have an impressive watch collection, Louis Vuitton happens to also be one of the first traditional luxury companies to step into the smartwatch category. Through their latest Tambour Horizon Light Up smartwatch, the brand claims to provide a smartwatch experience while maintaining its bold Louis Vuitton aesthetics. The watch offers a new level of personalization and customization with a blend of arts and technology. It measures 44mm and has a stainless steel case that's heavy on the wrist, although the curved sapphire glass makes it look much smaller. The watch comes with 24 LED lights that light up when activated in a dancing kaleidoscope of colors. Termed as the most customizable smartwatch of the world, this watch's face can be tailored to suit the wearer's mood, look, or occasion. The wearer can also add their initials with color and typeface choices. The UI works with a simple system of swipes. What I mean is, if you swipe right, it takes you to My Day, where one can check the weather, step count, heart rate, and air quality displays. And left takes the wearer to My Travel, where they can access travel plans and boarding passes and 30 of Louis Vuitton's curated city guides. The watch is compatible with Android and Harmony OS smartphones. Other features include water resistance of 30 meters and all-day battery in 4 modes. The Tambour Horizon Light Up smartwatch is available for both men and women and is priced at approximately ₹2.56 lakhs. You can get your hands on one while traveling or head to the nearest boutique in India to check for its availability. Any guesses on my next pick? It is the newly launched Montblanc Summit 3. Since 2017, the Montblanc has been launching the Summit series of smartwatches that combine premium external cases with advanced digital connected features. With its latest, the Montblanc Summit 3 places an emphasis on personalization with the connection to Montblanc's watchmaking heritage. The timepiece in this collection measures 42mm in the diameter as the previous generation, but it is now crafted from titanium. Now that makes it even user-friendly because it's light on your wrist. The collection comes in three case finish variants: titanium grey, titanium black, and a titanium bicolor option. You can mix and match the straps based on the dials, as Montblanc is offering leather and rubber strap for this collection. Coming to the dial face and UI, there is no dial in the traditional sense of a watch, rather a large 1.3 inch full circle AMOLED digital screen that occupies the entirety of the face of the watch. While the display is user configurable and can be personalized to match your preferences and daily activities, with this new collection, Montblanc is offering the same appearance as the dials found on some of the models from its Geosphere, Bohème, and 1858 collections. The Montblanc Summit is powered by a complex electronic device that can do everything from receiving emails to tracking your sleep and health metrics. Featuring the Snapdragon Wear 4100 Plus chipset and running Wear OS 3.0 by Google, the Mont Blanc Summit 3 offers all of the key smartwatch features such as GPS, a heart rate monitor, contactless payment via Google Pay, a step counter, full smartphone integration, Bluetooth connectivity, 8 GB of onboard storage, and an entire suite of health and fitness tracking capabilities. Wow! It's not for me though. The variants are available at the nearest Mont Blanc boutiques and stores in Mumbai, New Delhi, Bangalore, Ahmedabad, and other cities for ₹1,15,800. Up next is another interesting brand that has long been making digital watches. You guessed it. It's Tissot T-Touch Connect Solar. As one can tell by its name, this connected watch is powered by the sun. So, if you're looking for a watch that doesn't run on electricity, this watch is just for you. This versatile watch fits a wide variety of lifestyles and offers a list of functions that are just as diverse. From showing you real-time life scores of the NBA and the world's leading cycling events to navigation technology for hikers and mountaineers. Apart from this, the watch offers a range of everyday functions like an altimeter, a compass, activity tracker, and alarm. The solar power technology comes from Swalbs. Now here the Swalbs stands for Swiss Autonomous Low Power System. This low energy operating system was released first in 2020. It is compatible with iOS, Android, and Harmony. This watch is rather large. It comes in a 47mm hypoallergenic titanium case, which has a ceramic bezel and is water resistance of 100 meters. The watch is charged via the dial and charges as long as it's exposed to light. Now, isn't that wonderful? I'm sure you are tempted now to look for one. And today, last one on my list is Frederic Constant's Smartwatch Vitality. The design aesthetics of Smartwatch Vitality by Frederic Constant speaks to me. And this, I can easily say, is a watch meant for me if at all I choose to buy a smartwatch. For me, it's a smartwatch within a watch. It is powered by the FC287 caliber for men and FC286 for the ladies. Frederic Constant has leveraged quartz technology for the benefit of its users. The battery is rechargeable and lasts 7 days for the ladies' version and 11 days for the men's version. Depending on the usage, of course. Didn't I tell you this is like meant for me? Frederic Constant offers the watch in 4 variants for men in 42mm sizes and 4 variants for women in 36mm sizes. Along with these variations, they've also given choices for straps like leather and steel bracelets. The smartwatch can be matched to your mood with straps in colors like purple, white, red, and gray, all sold separately. Just like the other smartwatches that I have spoken to you all about earlier, the smartwatch Vitality comes with a wide variety of functions: activity tracking, dynamic coach, sleep monitoring, smart sleep alarms, world timer and second time zone, call notification, message notification, workout, chronograph, heart rate monitoring and heart rate notifications, breathing exercise. Oh my God, the list goes on. I'm sure you understand why I said that if I have to buy a smartwatch, it would be this one. It's true that the smartwatch market has its challenges. Design limitations, short battery life, no killer app, low to no interest in apps other than fitness and medical, competition for fitness trackers, and more. The quartz watch revolution of the 1970s. the fashion watch revolution of the 1980s and the mechanical watch renaissance of the 1990s dramatically reshaped the watch world. But this hasn't happened yet with smartwatches. Without a doubt, smartwatches are versatile and an easier option on your pockets. They blend in the demands of the 21st century lifestyle of time-efficient technologies to match the ever-changing dynamics. Like Frederick Constant's Smart Vitality, I can hope more and more Swiss luxury brands manufacture timepieces that combine the features of both smartwatches and a traditional timepiece. Well, that was my roundup on smartwatches. Now, you know, you have various options in the marketplace besides Apple and Samsung smartwatches. And I'm sure you will pick up one of the luxury smartwatches. With that, it's a wrap on this week's episode. I'll be back next week to take you through another new roundup. Until then, stay safe.